In 2006, more than a third of the group's contributions came from corporate and foundation grants. Rudin's eugenics work was, in a large part, funded by Rockefeller money. The plutocrats were in league with scientists, many with formidable reputations, noted Vankin and Whalen. These scientists expended immeasurable energy trying to prove that blacks were stupid, Jews were greedy, Mexicans were lazy, women were nutty, and so on, as well as the corollary, rich white people with good table manners and glowing report cards were genetically superior. General Maxwell Taylor, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and U.S. ambassador to South Vietnam who began addressing the Council on Foreign Relations in 1952, reflected his fellow globalists' viewpoint in a 1981 interview with Executive Intelligence Review. Taylor stated that the underlying cause of world problems was overpopulation. He said it would be necessary by the beginning of the 21st century to reduce the human population, mostly in third world countries, by disease, starvation, and regional conflicts. I have already written off more than a billion people. These people are in places in Africa, Asia, Latin America. We can't save them. The population crisis and the food supply question dictate that we should not even try. It's a waste of time, Taylor said. When one considers the starvation that racks so many poor countries, the AIDS epidemic sweeping Africa, and the ongoing strife in Afghanistan and Iraq, plus dozens of smaller conflicts all over the world, it would seem that Taylor's vision of the future has come to pass. But the real fear is to be found in the desire to control others, not in voluntary population control or human genes. The 20th century suffered two ideologies that led to genocides, said MIT cognitive scientist Steven Pinker, author of the 2002 book, The Blank Slate. Referring to the wrongness of Nazi genetics beliefs, Pinker observed, "The other one, Marxism, had no use for race, didn't believe in genes, and denied that human nature was a meaningful concept." Clearly, it's not an emphasis on genes or evolution that is dangerous. It's the desire to remake humanity by coercive means, eugenics or social engineering, and the belief that humanity advances through a struggle in which superior groups, race or classes, triumph over inferior ones. Before anyone looks for relief from social manipulation from heaven, it is instructive to see the parallels in the use of religion, both in the Third Reich and in modern America.